Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. Ever feel like your brain's on a constant loop, replaying every little thing that happened? Like you're stuck in an endless cycle of worry, anxiety swirling around like a hurricane in your head? You know the feeling, right? That's what I'm here to help with, to give you tools and strategies to quiet that mental chatter and create some real peace. Today's topic is something super powerful: creating a daily routine that actually supports your mental health. I know, routines can sound boring, like something your grandma would insist on. But hear me out, we're not talking about rigid schedules here. We're talking about designing a framework for your day that sets you up for success, reduces stress, and leaves you feeling more in control. Think of it like building the foundation for a beautiful house. A solid routine is what allows everything else to thrive. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build a mental health boosting daily routine. First up, prioritize your morning. The way you start your day sets the tone for everything else. Instead of hitting snooze and scrambling out of bed, try waking up a little earlier. Give yourself time to do something you genuinely enjoy, whether it's sipping a cup of coffee while reading, taking a quick walk in nature, or practicing some mindfulness meditation. This small shift can make a world of difference in how you feel throughout the day. Remember, your mind is like a muscle. If you start it off strong, it's more likely to keep performing at its best. Second, incorporate movement into your routine. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerhouse for mental well-being too. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act as natural stress relievers and mood boosters. Even 30 minutes of walking, dancing, or yoga can make a huge difference. Find an activity you enjoy, something that gets you moving and makes you feel good. Third, schedule time for connection. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. Make time to connect with loved ones, whether it's a quick phone call, a virtual chat, or in-person hangout. These meaningful interactions nurture your sense of belonging and combat feelings of loneliness and isolation. Remember, even small moments of connection can have a big impact on your mental health. Fourth, carve out me time. This is crucial. Life gets busy, but it's essential to prioritize self-care. Schedule time for activities that bring you joy, relaxation, or simply help you recharge. This could be reading, listening to music, taking a bath, spending time in nature, anything that helps you de-stress and reconnect with yourself. Remember, taking care of your mental health is not selfish, it's essential. Finally, prioritize sleep. Think of sleep as the ultimate reset button for your mind and body. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Establish a calming bedtime routine. Dim the lights, avoid screens an hour before bed, read a book, take a warm bath. Whatever helps you unwind and signal to your body that it's time to rest. Now, let me tell you about a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who was constantly feeling overwhelmed and stressed. Her days were packed with work, errands, and family commitments, leaving her little time for herself. She often found herself anxious, irritable, and struggling to focus. Then, she decided to try creating a daily routine. She started waking up earlier to enjoy a cup of coffee while reading, incorporated short walks during her lunch break, scheduled regular calls with friends, made time for yoga after work, and prioritized a relaxing bedtime routine. Guess what? Sarah noticed a huge difference. She felt calmer, more focused, and had more energy throughout the day. Her anxiety levels decreased, and she even started sleeping better. Creating that structure gave her back control over her life, which was amazing for her mental health. Remember, creating a daily routine is a journey, not a race. Start small, experiment with different things, and find what works best for you. Listen to your body, your mind, and your needs. The most important thing is to be kind to yourself throughout the process. You've got this. Remember those 5 key takeaways: prioritize your morning, incorporate movement, schedule time for connection, carve out me time, and prioritize sleep. These are the building blocks of a mental health boosting routine. Take action today, even if it's just one small step. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the message of mental wellness together. Until next time, keep your minds clear and your hearts happy.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.